Great meeting scheduled for today. We'll first hear from our youth speaker, Matt Anderson, followed by Brother Graydon Nelson. We'll then have a congregational hymn, number 306, God's Daily Care. And our concluding speaker will be Sister Kaylee Nelson.
Switchbacks. Slipped a little outside of the lane. Next thing I knew, I was on the ground. But you guys should have seen the tree, though, because branches everywhere, black eye or two. But immediately after, I was rushed to the hospital where they took x-rays of my leg, and they discovered that it was fractured and it cracked through the growth plate, meaning I wouldn't be able to grow anymore past that point. In Luke 2:52, we read that the Lord increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. So there goes stature. Luckily, though, I can still increase in wisdom and in favor with God and man. And I think those two are pretty interlinked. God asks us to learn of Him and His truths for our salvation. It's wisdom of God that lets us increase in His favor. The gospel includes the more crucial savings truth contained in theology and other branches of learning. In Doctrine and Covenants, section 88, verse 79, God asks us to learn more perfectly in things both in heaven and in the earth and under the earth, things which have been, things which are, things which must shortly come to pass, things which are at home, things which are abroad, the wars and the perplexities of the nations, and the judgments which are on land, and a knowledge also of countries and of kingdoms. The Lord asked us to learn of the world and Him so we can understand both. And I also don't think it's an accident that in Luke 2:52, an increase in wisdom and an increase in stature are right next to each other, because those two are very much interlinked. The more true wisdom we gain, the better we understand our purpose in life and our relationship with Heavenly Father. It increases our confidence and increases our purpose. It gives us a greater stature on earth. This is why all the Nephites were large in stature. And we want to preserve our bodies because we know they're a gift and we learn better how to take care of them. Our knowledge of the world around us and our place in it also inspires us to learn more about ourselves. As we increase in wisdom, we do things that help us increase in stature. As we increase in stature, we're able to seek and walk with the Spirit, which is the source of true wisdom. I'm grateful that there isn't a moment where our growth plate closes and we aren't able to increase in wisdom and we're in favor with God. Some of my greatest blessings have been the opportunity to learn so many new things in the gospel, in school, and the world around me. I know the Savior is the greatest example of continual growth and learning. I'm grateful for the restored gospel that teaches me these things and challenges me to keep growing. I say these things in the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen.